Do you ever have one of those memories that bubbles up to the surface and you're not sure why? Well, this is one of those. When I was in high school, I loved art class. And one day, the project I was working on really challenged me. When I came up with an idea, I wanted to share it with my teacher. So I got out of my seat and walked up to his desk. Before I could even show him my sketch, he yelled at me, said, "Go sit down." I was startled and confused. I felt really shut down. All I wanted to do was to share something I cared about. I wanted to hear what he thought. So what I did was, I ripped up my sketch and told him that he didn't care about teaching art. And that was kind of dramatic. And I'm not sure why this memory has come to my mind these days, or why destroying my artwork seemed like an appropriate response. I do know that I sought a connection with this teacher, and ripping up my work came out of a frustration of not being heard. In the last 9 months, we've been asked to face many new realities, whether it's COVID-related or grappling with social injustice or even the hostility around the election. I see a lot of frustration around me, and I don't know about you, but I often feel helpless. I ask, what impact can I have? What difference can I make? So this memory of being shut down in my art class has got me thinking that there's something powerful in letting others be heard. Just look around you for the frustration, maybe those that are tearing something up. Maybe they're the ones that are seeking to be heard. They might be facing some problem with the pandemic, or they're fearful of being infected. Maybe they're frustrated at the slow pace of change and acknowledgement of social inequity. I think they all need to be heard. When there's no space for other voices to be heard, especially those that are marginalized or not represented in our mainstream culture, we all lose. We learn from each other, especially those that are not like us. They're from different places and have different experiences. We are each other's teacher, and we are each other's students. I realize that more often than not, I shut other people down by not giving them the space to be heard. And I think it's hard. I think we want to share our opinions, but we don't realize that we've made a mistake, that offering an opinion is not a conversation. Part of letting others be heard is listening. As the dramatic changes in the world continue to evolve, I'm hitting the reset button. I'm up for making even small changes, which I think is where all change really starts. I'm trying in my conversations to ask a question and then listen. Something like, "What about that is so interesting to you?" Or even, "Tell me more." A good question, I'm finding, opens an opportunity to learn some really interesting things. When I was asked to give this commentary, I was struggling over what to talk about because I thought, what do I have to say? There seems to be plenty of opinions out there, and I guess that's a way to end this. The truth is, I don't know what I have to say or share with you beyond the fact that I want to hear you and learn from you. I do know that what I can learn on my own is incomplete. I know that to be heard is the start of creating a deeper, more nuanced understanding with, for, and because of each other.